When Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico in September 2017, hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans were displaced from their homes. Many of them traveled to the mainland United States in the hopes of finding more stable housing.
El sitio donde yo vivía era campo. Hacía aire natural, fresco.
We lived out in the country. The air was natural, fresh. It was completely quiet, only the sound of roosters. I miss it. I would bring the Puerto Rican flag with me, even to the moon.
That's Kenya Ciuro in a clip from After Maria, a documentary out now on Netflix, directed by Nadia Halgreen. The film tracks the lives of Kenya and two other women who left Puerto Rico for FEMA-funded hotel rooms in the Bronx. Halgreen focuses her story on the weeks before government assistance on those hotel rooms is set to expire, and the women must scramble for an alternative. Since Netflix released the documentary last week, some Puerto Ricans have criticized the decision to focus on those who left the island rather than those who stayed. Joining me now to discuss After Maria and why it's drawing such a strong reaction is Francis Negron Montaner, a filmmaker and professor at Columbia University's Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race. Thanks for being with us, Francis.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Many, many things to unpack in this film. I saw it yesterday. You saw it. Why is this film getting the reaction that it's getting? Let's start there. And what is it? This is not the only film about Maria.
Not for sure. There's actually over a dozen films about Maria, and quite a few focus on Puerto Ricans leaving Puerto Rico for the United States. I think the criticism falls into three things. One, that it should not be focusing on people that leave Puerto Rico. Two, that it should not be focusing on the people that it does because it makes Puerto Ricans look bad. And three, that it doesn't provide enough context to understand what is going on. I think of those three critiques, the only one that we could discuss with that has some merit is the third one, because the first two, that we can't have a film called After Maria that focuses on people that left Puerto Rico. It's just inconsistent with what happened. Over 100,000 Puerto Ricans left Puerto Rico after Maria.
And in fact, the majority of Puerto Ricans live in the mainland United States.
Correct.
Which is something that we also have to be clear about.
I mean, right now there's over 2 million more Puerto Ricans living in the United States. So therefore, the experience of diaspora or displacement from Puerto Rico to the United States is a constitutive part of being Puerto Rican. The second one, I think, is even more problematic, which is the idea that the women that are featured in this film somehow make Puerto Ricans look bad because they have limited resources, because they are in a difficult situation. And what happened in Maria was really that Puerto Ricans picked themselves up and so forth. And I do think that that story of people becoming their own first responders in the absence of support from the government is extremely important to tell. However, that does not invalidate a story about people who left because they could not cope with the situation of having been left homeless without other options.
And we also, I mean, we did here on The Takeaway, we did an entire show on the resilience of Puerto Ricans on the island after Hurricane Maria 1 year later, so that those two things don't seem to be so far disconnected. The stereotyping to me was, or the concerns about stereotyping to me felt, and I'm going to use the word classist here, the critiques about this, it's what's interesting to me is how we tend to, in the media and beyond, intellectualize issues. Like when we're talking about Maria, when we're talking about Puerto Rico, we talk about the poverty on the island. This was a clear example to me of what that actually looks like, right?
Yeah.
These were not women who were coming from money, if you will, or even, you know, well off. I mean, they were very poor on the island, and having to do that here in the States is hard.
And the reality is that close to half of the people of Puerto Rico live under the poverty line. Poverty has become more entrenched and more widespread in Puerto Rico after more than a decade of debt crisis austerity. So in that regard, the women represented and featured in the film are quite representative of a large section of the population.
I think there was another issue here where the women, and I remember watching this and thinking, Puerto Ricans are really diasporic people. I mean, even in the family itself, you see the range of race and hair texture and all these other things. And I'm wondering if that was something that people really understood about this film as well.
Well, I think some of the critics in Puerto Rico, and if you read the threads that are online, I think some people are quite explicit in saying that they don't think these women are representative because they are from a low class. And they don't represent Puerto Ricans in the best light. which would be, I guess, in their view, light-skinned, educated people. But of course, those people are much less likely to be in the predicament that the film explores. So I think it's very important to tell the stories of multiple displacements and lack of support.
And this also is raising some issues here, I feel like, about racism within the Puerto Rican community, classism within the Puerto Rican community, that I think a lot of folks have not been as aware of as they may have now that this backlash has sort of appeared.
Absolutely. I think that the critics are actually not American viewers on average. I mean, most of the critics that I've read are Puerto Ricans from Puerto Rico and some from the diaspora. Now, the third critique that some people have articulated is that the film doesn't provide as much context to understand what people are going through. And I think that has some merit in the sense that you could have done more to provide that context and maybe put it a little earlier in the film. So those people that already have stereotypical views about Puerto Ricans don't end up concluding that people are just not doing anything or that they're waiting for the government to do something for them. The reality is that FEMA's job is to support people that are affected by disaster. So this is not an unreasonable expectation, and that Puerto Ricans have received significantly less support than people that have been victims of other disasters throughout the United States.
I'm also thinking After Maria is a film that was directed by a woman, a Puerto Rican woman from New York, which we would call New Yorican. How do you think that is playing into some of this backlash? And again, we're going into some places that I think we haven't gone into in the show. But what does that tell us about the diaspora, mainland Puerto Ricans, quote unquote, versus those who were born, quote unquote, on the island?
I read comments that describe the filmmaker as a foreigner to Puerto Rico. And I think that speaks to long-term tensions between some people in Puerto Rico and how they view the diaspora as foreign to the Puerto Rican experience, culturally alien, often also somehow inflected with African-American culture or Black culture, which means that they're no longer Puerto Ricans, speaking English, which is supposedly not the language of Puerto Ricans. So I think that the perception of the filmmaker as not being a real Puerto Rican also plays into the criticism that this then is not a legitimate perspective. Now, I should say that of the dozens of films that I've seen about After Maria, a number of them have been made not only by New Yorkers, but also by people from other countries, Iran, Brazil, India. So in that regard, I don't think the issue is so much where the person is from, even, but what is the perspective and what is the nuance and complexity that that perspective brings? Because I think also the filmmakers of After Maria is a person from the diaspora. And I think one of the things that she's trying to do with this film is to connect the current wave of migration with prior waves. So if you looked at the entire 20th century, you're going to see that Puerto Ricans have been constituted by these forced migrations in many occasions on a cyclical or every so often. And that is why we have over 5 million Puerto Ricans in the United States. So I think part of what she's trying to do is like start telling this story of this new migration that's going to come to reconstitute and transform Puerto Rican culture in the diaspora once again.
Frances Negron Muntaner is a filmmaker and professor at Columbia University's Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race. Thank you so much, Frances.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.